AP News for Friday, January 27th. I'm Ben Thomas.
You might get sprayed again.
The police video from Memphis has been released, showing five officers beating and pepper spraying Tyree Nichols during a traffic stop earlier this month. He died 3 days later. Memphis Police Chief Sarah Lynn C.J. Davis.
The lack of supervision in this incident was a major problem.
She says there's no footage of what led to Nichols being stopped in the first place.
We can't substantiate the reason for the stop.
Adding,
in the video, the initial stop shows the officers already ramped up at about a 10.
President Biden says in a statement he was outraged by the video. Earlier, he told reporters he'd spoken with Nichols' mother.
Really pleased that she called for no peaceful protest, no violence.
We on the freedom side.
Demonstrators have been out in the streets of Memphis, Washington, and other cities. Drea Rochelle among those in D.C.
This is something that takes place in an authoritarian state. This is not an authoritarian state. This is a democracy, and this is the land of the free.
Elsewhere, an attack in Jerusalem has left at least seven dead. It follows a deadly Israeli raid on a West Bank refugee camp.
A Palestinian gunman opened fire outside a synagogue during the Jewish Sabbath. The 21-year-old gunman was found by police and shot and killed. It's the deadliest attack against Jewish Israelis in years, and it raises the prospect of more bloodshed. Earlier, Palestinian supporters had rallied in Jerusalem to protest the raid at the Jenin refugee camp. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Former Vice President Pence says the classified documents found at his home should not have been there, and he takes full responsibility. An inflation gauge closely watched by the Fed eased last month, prices up 5% over a year earlier. And stocks closed out a winning week with modest gains. This is AP News. Ever hear of speed cubing? Donna Warder can explain.
Stanley Chappell is a pretty good violinist. He's even better at solving a Rubik's Cube while blindfolded. The 21-year-old University of Michigan student is one of the world's foremost speed cubers, a person who can quickly solve a Rubik's Cube. Chappell says music and speed cubing have so many similarities.
Repetition, breaking things down into their smallest fundamental elements.
But Chappell says he does have to put things into perspective.
Nobody else is able to do this, but at the same time, it's like, I guess giving myself a little bit of a reality check, it's like, how much does that actually matter?
I'm Donna Warder.
And I'm Ben Thomas, AP News.